This is Al Simpson. With negotiation of the peace agreement between Israel and the PLO, there is finally hope and prayer for lasting peace in the Middle East. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the impressive signing of the peace accord between Israel and the PLO was exhilarating indeed. We were there. For the PLO and Israel to sign a document together, even to recognize and communicate with each other, is dramatically historic. A few years ago, when President Bush was fostering this peace process, Israel refused to deal with the PLO as Palestinian representative. And last week, we all took witness as Yasser Arafat and Prime Minister Rabin shook hands in peace. Truly miraculous. But Ted, the road from here will not be an easy one. This was a tremendous gamble for both Arafat and Rabin. The U.S. and the entire international community, all of us, have to do all in our power to make that gamble pay off. For if it should fail, who will be so bold as to try it again?
Al, all friends of peace support the historic agreement reached last week between Israel and the PLO. The dramatic ceremony and extraordinary handshake at the White House symbolize the sense of hope around the world that even our most intractable problems can be solved. The accord is a hopeful turning point that can lean towards further, more rapid progress in the region and away from the violence and bitter hatreds that have poisoned the Middle East for so long. The vast majority of Israelis and Palestinians want peace and greater opportunity for themselves and their families. It's clearly in their interest to support the accord and prevent extremist groups on both sides from wrecking it. Important as the agreement is, it is only a first step towards a larger settlement for the entire region. This is no time to rest on any laurels. The challenge now is to build on this momentum and keep it from being undermined. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestions to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.